Now watch it. That his presence might fill all things. The whole universe, from the lowest to the highest. From what? From the lowest to the highest. Verse 11. And his gift was what? Various. His gift was various. He himself appointed and gave men to us some to be apostles, special messenger, some prophet, inspired preaching, expounding, and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of his flock and teachers. His intention, now listen to this, his intention was to what? Was the perfecting and the full, listen, did you hear what it said? So this is what he did. So I want you to listen, because see, you'll count yourself out and leave yourself and start measuring yourself by your flesh. You don't need to do that. His intention was you to have a full part in this, that you can receive everything you're supposed to receive as being the part of the body of Christ you are. Every member can have his full part. All right? So let me finish reading. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his what? Consecrated people. That they should do what? Do the work of ministering for what purpose? Towards the body of Christ, the church. To do the ministry towards, to build up the body of Christ. That it might do what? That it might develop until we all obtain oneness in the faith. There's a lot of confusion in the body of Christ right now. Some people preaching God don't heal. Some people preaching that talking in tongues is of the devil. And that's not oneness. Some people preach against prosperity, and yet they out there working, trying to get all the money they can, trying to buy all the land they can get and the finest car they can purchase. But that prosperity message of the devil. Then some preaching because of the color of because you're one, we got different nationality people, colors, skin color, ethnic groups, and they're preaching, I'm better because of this, and you got all kind of hate. I'm not talking about the world now. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church. But he said he set these ministry gifts. They are grace. We are grace. We are gifted. We are anointed to teach, to lead, to train, so the body can come together and function in the capacity that we have been granted by God, with the ability, with the authority, with the power, with the understanding. Are y'all listening to me? With the understanding that can't nothing stop us. And that we come to oneness, that one member is no better than the other, because we all depend one on another. Well, Brother T, your You've gotten a good education. You got a good job at the high school in Tupelo, Mississippi. And you know some stuff in your head. Just chop those feet off because you don't need them. You know everything. Now his feet is just as important. Because if you take him off, he can't walk. Now you got to try to get a wheelchair and somebody push him around. Hello? Amen. When we understand how important each member is, how important we are to each other. Amen? And this is why, and then what we have and who we are. Now, let me go on. He said that we might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and what? And in the comprehension of the full, accurate knowledge of the Son of God. That we might what? Arrive at a full, really mature manhood. The completeness of personality. I know who I am. I am not intimidated. I'm not afraid. I'm not fearful. I don't fool with unbelief. I am confident. One of the things that many people, they dislike about, and they call him arrogant. They said a lot of stuff about the man, but I loved him. Still loving. They say about Dr. Price, Fred Price, he's just arrogant. No, the man was confident. He's just confident. And people, and most religious people can't stand a confident person. It intimidates them. And that's what we're doing to the devil here. We're going to intimidate the heck out of him. You hear what I say? Because we're not bagging down. He's not going to make us believe a lie that he tried to tell me that I'm weak and inferior. I'm not going to listen to that. Because I have been brought, and this word is teaching me and telling me. And God said in his word, my son, attend to my words, right? Incline thy ear to my sayings. So I'm going to incline my ear to what he's saying, so his saying will become my saying. Whatever he says to me, whatever he says about me, that's what I'm going to say to myself, and that's what I'm going to say about myself. He said I'm prosperous. He said I'm loved. He said I'm strong. I'm going to say I'm prosperous. I'm going to say I'm loved. I'm going to say I'm strong. I'm going to say I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm going to say I'm not afraid. I'm going to say God is my fortress, my God. In him I trust. I dare not trust the sweetest thing. No. I trust God. I trust his word. Have you ever seen God? Yeah, I've seen him in the word. How did you see him? I saw him by faith. And I believed it, and he confirmed it, and he's constantly confirming his word on the inside of you and me. Hallelujah. And he said, we are to walk this way and teach and make sure we teach so it can bring oneness to the body, that we are under one head. We only have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one truth, one God, one love, and a power that no folk can do anything with. Hallelujah. 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 Well, some people say, well, you were born on the wrong side of the track. Well, I got on the right side when I got born again. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take this word and renew my mind, feed my spirit, and make my mind lined up with the word of God. Amen.